KXS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Touting the stronger-than-expected September jobs report from the Labor Department, President Biden in a surprise appearance at the White House briefing room. Also taking questions about the fighting in the Mideast.
The Israelis have not concluded what they're going to do in terms of a strike. That's under discussion. I think if I were in their shoes, I'd be thinking about other alternatives than striking oil fields.
That would be Iranian oil fields, and speculation about that has raised oil prices a bit this week. The gain in jobs last month was 254,000, and the unemployment rate ticked down to 4.1%. Former President Trump campaigned in Georgia and met with Hurricane Helene first responders and Governor Brian Kemp, Vice President Harris holding a rally in Flint, Michigan. Music legend Dolly Parton announcing a $2 million donation, half of it her own dough, for Hurricane Helene recovery efforts. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anytime at the WISS website at wiss.fm.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Department of Justice is taking over the investigation into Wausau Mayor Doug Dinney. Dinney moved Wausau's only ballot drop box out of the public's reach 2 weeks ago to make a point. Former Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney endorsing Democrat Kamala Harris for president Thursday in Ripon, the birthplace of the Republican Party.
Liz Cheney really is a leader who puts country above party and above self, a true patriot.
Cheney is calling for patriotism ahead of partisanship, calling Donald Trump not fit to be president.
I have never voted for a Democrat, but this year I am proudly casting my vote for Vice President Kamala Harris.
Trump campaigns in Juneau Sunday. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Mark Becker, former leader of the GOP in Brown County, met with Vice President Kamala Harris and Liz Cheney before the rally in Ripon yesterday as part of a delegation of Republicans putting country before party.
Well, it's very easy to support her because it's not about left versus right, it's about right versus wrong. And it's very easy to do that when you're welcomed like this.
Becker is the host of Rational Revolution, airing weekends on Civic Media radio stations. Members of the Wisconsin Task Force One, including many firefighters from Northeast Wisconsin, are in North Carolina to help with Hurricane Helene relief efforts.
In the world of first responders, I think that everybody who comes into this job wanting to help people, and members that are involved in this team deployment, they're going the extra step.
Green Bay Metro Fire Lieutenant Shauna Wallish said two officers from her department are part of that task force. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WISS News.
Heartbreak in Milwaukee. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. The Brewers went into the ninth inning with a lead yesterday, but a three-run home run by Pete Alonso ended Milwaukee's season. Manager Pat Murphy said he is disappointed for his players after a great season.
I feel sad for our guys because they competed like they did, and But it's baseball. When you're facing a team with those type of guys, that's what they're capable of.
Meanwhile, the Green Bay Packers will try to bounce back this week as they play the LA Rams on Sunday after losing last week to the Minnesota Vikings. Head coach Matt LaFleur said Jordan Love will be another week healthier this week after some struggles last week.
You know, I think that's a byproduct of not practicing for a couple weeks. I thought just in our limited practice today, he did a really nice job. It looks like he's just getting back into the groove.
Kickoff this Sunday against the Rams is after 3 p.m. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Not as cool tonight, mostly clear, low upper 40s. Early sun tomorrow with some afternoon clouds and breezy, high in the mid-70s. Maybe a storm tomorrow evening, sunny and breezy Sunday, but cooler, high mid-60s. Next week starts out sunny and dry, highs in the low 70s. Currently, it's 66.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Congresswoman Summer Lee.
The American Stability Act doesn't just address the need for raising of the wage. The second thing is that tax reform piece, shifting the burden from the folks who are working class to the not just the 1%, the 0.01% of people who have seen so many benefits in this rigged system, and we have to start to unrig it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, Mr. Ethics, Gen Xer, and Gemini Scott Ross joins me. Plus, who is really diverting money from FEMA? Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who hates shaking hands, Pete Schwabba.
Hey, hey, Wisconsin. Happy Friday, everybody. Happy, happy Friday. Welcome to another edition of Nightlight. Great to have you with me tonight. Great to be sitting back in this chair opposite the lovable producer Conrad, bringing you stories of movies and TV and fun guests. Of course, we have fun guests tonight lined up. We'll talk about those in just a minute. But wherever you're joining us from in Wisconsin, it's great to have you. And we hope you choose to be part of the show. Text us, interact with us. We love that. And got all kinds of fun stuff on the show tonight, don't we, Conrad? We got a big show.
We do. Yes, it's our first Friday on Freaky Friday.
Freaky Friday. We kick that off tonight. It's already a bar band Friday night. We do that every Friday with Terry Barr from Max Inc. Radio. She's one of our favorite guests. She brings us new music every week and really fun conversation, as always. And tonight we are having our first, as Conrad said, Freaky Friday. We're doing this all the way up until Thanksgiving, all the way up to Halloween. We'll have some scary talk every Friday night here at 6:30. And we're probably going to have some, I don't know if that's going to cut it, because scary talk is fun to talk about, so we might have to intersperse other guests on other nights too, not just Friday, but you can count on every Friday night at 6:35. We'll have some good creepy talk. It's Freaky Friday.
Yeah.
Were you did you get freaked out when you were young watching scary movies?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I hate scary movies.
So to this day, still?
I like Halloween fun movies, not like there's a ghost somewhere trying to murder you or something. I don't like those movies.
Ghosts can't really do anything though, right? I mean, they're sort of they scare you.
They can, what is it called when they take over you?
Oh, possess you?
They can do that.
That's and a then, little creepy.
I mean, I've seen parts of the Human Centipede and I wish I never saw that.
What's that?
Oh, God.
Movie?
Yeah, don't.
I don't know that film.
Don't ever watch that. If you don't like horror movies like myself, okay. My friend was just trying to, he just showed me a part of it. He's like, hey, look at this. And I looked at it. And I'm like, thank you. I didn't need to see that.
Is it like a centipede with human body parts?
Yes.
And it was that traumatic? Wow. You know,
I hate horror movies, though, with everything in my body. I hate them. I can't go through a whole movie and just get scared.
So is it the gore or is it the actual jump scares or both?
It's everything about
it's everything,
know,
yeah. You just don't like to feel that like it could happen.
The worst thing is when it says inspired by true events. I'm like, I'm leaving.
BS. Yeah. Inspired by a dream some guy had.
I will think it's true and then
or even if it gets in your head, it's like, well, it could be true. That's what's, you know, creeps me out. A scary movie I saw years ago with Tim Robbins was called Jacob's Ladder. And spoiler alert, if you're planning on watching Jacob's Ladder and you haven't gotten around to it in the last 35 years, I'm going to spoil the ending here. But he has these crazy visions, and he'll be on the subway and he'll see someone turn and they have a tail like under their coat coming out or something. He just sees all this creepy stuff. And he's a veteran, and he meets with other veterans, and they're talking about the weird stuff they're seeing, and they assume it had to do with the war and the time they served in Vietnam. And then at the end of the movie, it's just him on a table being operated on in Vietnam. It was all a dream. The whole movie was his thoughts projecting what it would be like when he got home. He couldn't get close to his wife anymore. He had this weird kind of relationship with this actress, Elizabeth Peña. I have not seen the movie in 30 years, but that freaked me out. And then a movie called Angel Heart with Mickey Rourke, where Robert De Niro plays the devil. And Mickey Rourke plays a singer who's trying to solve this mystery for Robert De Niro, not knowing Robert De Niro is the devil. And so he's trying to solve the mystery. And then at the end of the movie, again, spoiler alert, turn the radio off or turn it down for 10 seconds. Because I feel like if people are going to watch the movie, they would have seen it by now. But he realizes that he's the one. He made a deal with Robert De Niro, with the devil, and now it's all coming back. Like, stuff like that that could happen in your mind. That's the stuff that freaks me out the most.
Yeah, there are some of those movies where it's like they wake up at the end of the movie, you're like, oh. No, none of it was real.
Right.
There's a bunch of those movies.
But it's still scary. Like, yeah, you don't that until the end. Yeah. And part of it was, for me, was that was what scares me the most, is this, like, oh my gosh, like your brain can not be nice to you.
Yeah, it can do that. Yes, it can.
Pervert things and just weird, very strange. So those are the kind of movies I don't typically like. I don't like slasher films. I'm not impressed. The special effects are great, but if that's all you got going for you in the movie, no thanks.
I think it's funny when you talk, we talked about this before with slashers, like there's a lady who's getting chased by a Jason or something.
Yeah.
There's a gun on the, what was it?
Oh,
said
yeah.
That there's a gun on the wall.
They had to keep Jason out of the cabin. So they used their weapon to put it against the door. So Jason, who could crush the door anyway, keep Jason out. I mean, it's just so, it's just lazy writing, and it really drives me nuts.
Sometimes you can just make fun of them.
Right.
When watching them, I guess.
What was, there was a guy, oh, it was the Friday the 13th movies. That friend of mine did a joke. Actually, I don't even know if he ever did it. His name, Jeff Tully, great guy. He was working at a club called the Funny Firm, and he was running a couple jokes by me. He hadn't even started doing stand-up yet, and he said, they keep making these Friday the 13th movies. By Friday the 13th, part 11, you'd think the lake would just be floating bodies. It would just be all bodies. Yeah. And I thought, oh, that's a really funny joke. I don't know if he ever used it. He's like producing TV now, but that's true. And stuff like that, or the observational stuff about these scary movies and how ridiculous they get. You know, the first one is great, and then they just mail it in and they're terrible. But
what do you think about them continuing Scream this year?
You know,
or was it the past year? I forget what year it was, but
yeah,
I saw Courtney Cox in it now. I'm like, wow, yeah, it is. I can't believe that it's been that long.
The problem is I would have to go back. I saw the first Scream and I thought it was clever. You know, like I like a good, like, scary movie that has some funny beat. Like Fright Night is like that. That's a fun, scary movie. And April Fool's Day with the guy who played Biff from Back to the Future is in it. And there's some really funny moments in it, as well as some good scares. But like with the Screams, it's kind of like the Fast and the Furious. I feel like I'd have to go back and watch every one of them to know what's going on. Like, what are they on, Scream 7 or something like that?
I believe, yeah, it's somewhere around there.
The first one was great. I don't want to watch all the other ones so I know what's going on with the latest one, which I assume I would have to do. So,
I mean, just Fast and Furious, you could watch any of them and you're fine.
Yeah, I suppose. And they say those have gotten better. But as they go on, there's like a chunk in the middle. My buddy Ben Reiser said there's like three or four in the middle that are really good. And I was like, wow, how does that happen?
Oh, well, yeah. I'd say the later ones that came out past 2010.
Yeah.
Iffy.
Well, we're talking scary stuff tonight for the first half of the show, folks. Join in the conversation. You can share with us whatever scary movie you like, what you don't like. Are you like Conrad? Do you not like scary at all? I don't like slasher. I don't mind being scared a little bit. I like a good creepy mystery. But you're welcome to share with us what you like. My guest tonight, got to get to the guests. We have, this is going to be a really fun show because Maria Kaminsky is here from Old World. I got to get this right. I'm going to mess up the name. The Old World Wisconsin Museum in Waukesha. And they have so much going on in October. I was looking this stuff over yesterday. Then I was just looking it over again before the show. And the Old World Wisconsin Museum has all kinds of activities starting next weekend. And we're going to go over all of them with Maria. And I'm hoping she knows some of these stories because they have some crazy, creepy ghost stories. And I've never been there. And I would love to go. Just looking at their website, I cannot believe the content and what they are offering this month. So we'll talk about that with Maria. We're talking a little bit about scary movies. It is also a Bar Band Friday night, ladies and gentlemen. Terry Barr will be here at 7:35, as she always is every Friday, with new music.
And from she's going to be on the stream this time.
Yes, that'll be exciting. We'll get to see Terry, or, well, hear her a little better. Not that it's terrible.
If you're on the stream, she will be here. So on Facebook, YouTube, or X.
Okay. You know what? We didn't do that. First of all, I haven't done an app push in a while. If you have not downloaded the Civic Media app, ladies and gentlemen, you have to download it. It is so easy. It's gotten to the point where I'm in my car. I don't even turn on the radio anymore. I just put the app on because I can get that. I can play any station I want on the app. And Nightlight is on statewide, so you can just hit the little icon right next to whatever station you're listening on. And you can text us and get in touch with us, and we'll read your thoughts on the radio. So Terry will be here, correct, on the stream. So tune in, check out Terry Barr. She's going to bring music from Mascot Theory.
Yes, and another one.
Did she send another one? Oh, good.
Yes, it is Kathy Kutrow, I believe.
Kathy Kutrow. Okay, cool. All right, so we got three songs. This is fantastic.
Two songs. She just wants to play one from Mascot Theory.
Oh, one from Mascot? Okay.
And then one from Kathy.
Which Kutrow. One does she want to play from Mascot Theory?
It is called Blowing Smoke.
Okay.
And then the Kathy Kutrow song is Vacation.
Okay. Oh, see, I love that. Okay, we got two, and she's been doing that. We've been getting two bands for the price of one for the last few weeks, and it's an outstanding segment. Hope you guys can listen in. Terry Barr will be here. It's a Bar Band Friday, and it's a Freaky Friday for the next few weeks. We'll do that, and what else do we have, Conrad? Oh, we have birthday clips coming up. That'll be fun before Terry gets here. There's some fun birthdays, and we've got some good clips from movies as a result of said birthdays. And it's also International Animal Day.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. I have all kinds of allergies when it comes to pets. I don't own a dog or cats. I'm even worse. We had a lizard. That was fine. But I can't really cozy up to animals. Horses, I start sneezing like crazy. But I love animals. And it is National Animal Day. So it got me thinking, what animal do you wish you could have as a pet? I assume you're all capable of having a dog or a cat or a fish or whatever. I'm going to go first. I would love to have a lion. I think they're the coolest animals ever. They're like, you could take it with you wherever. They'd protect you. They're beautiful. They're predators. They're they just creep up. They move beautifully. They run beautifully. So I'm going to say a lion. What about you?
Well, I got to go with Phineas and Ferb here, and I need a platypus.
A platypus? That seems like, I almost said that seems like it would be high maintenance, but so would a lion. Okay, so text us your answers, 855-752-4842. What animal would you want to have as a pet if you could? All kinds of fun stuff. It's a Freaky Friday. It's a Bar Band Friday night here on Nightlight. Great to have you with me. This is Peach Wabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Matt and Air on Air.
I don't know about other states, but in Wisconsin, we help our neighbors and love our communities. But California mega millionaire Eric Hovde doesn't seem to get that. Maybe that's why he questioned whether children should be able to stay on their parents' insurance until they're 26. And whether people in nursing homes should be able to vote. Hovde called for raising the retirement age for hardworking Wisconsinites and making obese people pay more for health care. and a Hovde company even spent decades trying to demolish the building housing Madison's oldest family-owned bar. Something they finally did this year, shuttering a treasured neighborhood institution for good. That is not how we do things in Wisconsin. And that is why we can't let California mega millionaire Eric Hovde represent us. Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action. ABWT-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
A little TLC is about to go a long way for a boardwalk bridging Kaukauna to the Fox River. The Nelson Family Fund giving the city a $240,000 grant. It will be used to replace more than 2,700 feet of the 1,000 Islands Environmental Center boardwalk. And there's a lot of work planned.
The replacement of the boardwalk itself, it's aging, we have sagging spots. But what that will do is it's going to shore it up. It's going to raise the entire boardwalk up off the ground level.
That's the center naturalist Brad Garrity. They call the area a beautiful destination, and with these upgrades, it will also be safer and more accessible to all by early next year. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
So, between guests, we have Maria Kaminsky coming up at 6:35 for Freaky Friday. She's from the Old World Wisconsin Museum in Waukesha. They have so much going on. We're going to talk a little bit about ghosts and what they have going on there. It's a Bar Band Friday night. Terry Barr will be here at 7:35, and we're going to do some birthday clips. We've got great – it's Susan Sarandon's birthday, so we've got a clip from Bull Durham. And it's Liev Schreiber's birthday, so I have a clip from Ray Donovan, which is an underrated show that I really enjoyed, a Showtime show. And then I've got, it's Dakota Johnson's birthday. Have you seen the movie Cha-Cha Real Smooth, Conrad?
I thought that was a song.
No, the smooth is, and the Cha-Cha is.
No,
this
I
is Cha-Cha Real Smooth.
I have not it's seen good. That. And do you know what I got? So I listened to the clip, and I thought that Dakota Johnson kind of sounds different in that.
Yeah, I agree with you. Yeah. That was weird because I just saw her in something else, but it's a good clip. And I know on this week's New Wisco Weekend with Lisa Hale, they're talking about depression and mental health and that kind of stuff. So I found that interesting that it was Dakota Johnson's birthday. She's 34. And that movie kind of dealt with that a little bit. Her character had depression. And I just like that scene. It's a great a quick scene between two pretty good actors. But the Bull Durham scene we have is great. The Ray Donovan scene is a really good scene. And our question tonight is, well, you can share any scary movies you like. It's Freaky Friday. But also, what animal would you want to have as a pet? And I'm talking about animals that you typically wouldn't have as pets. For me, it's a lion. For Conrad, go ahead.
In honor of Phineas and Ferb, it is a platypus.
In honor of cartoon characters. That's good. Platypus. I love it. Jim from Appleton says, did you watch Lawnmower Man? I have never seen that. And I have to say, that is not my genre either. So don't be surprised if you share a lot of scary movies that I haven't seen, because I don't watch a ton. I'm trying to kind of play catch up so I can talk about them more articulately on this show. So I've started to watch more scary movies, but I've never seen Lawnmower Man, Jim. From the 608, a cougar. Yes. The lion family. I love it. I thought about that and like a grizzly bear because they're just so cool. Sherry from Horicon sent a picture of a lion, a lioness, I believe. She says, hi, Pete and Conrad and friends. Hi, Sherry. Great to have you with us this Friday night. That's a great photo you shared. Is that from Sherry?
That's from the 608.
That's from the 608. I'm sorry. Who said cougar? Cougar. And it's a cougar with a cowboy hat on.
I like the cowboy hat.
Our 608 friend has some Photoshop skills. Sherry did not send the picture, but she did say hello. So that's nice. Andrew from Maine says, is anyone else disappointed that Freaky Friday does not involve Pete and Conrad switching jobs? Cheap version of switching bodies. Ooh. That is interesting. But we'd have to be like possessed or something to do that, or there have to be some spell cast, I think.
Yep, yep.
So if Andrew, if you happen to be like a witch or some type of, I don't know, knock yourself out, maybe. I'll wake up in Conrad's body tomorrow, like in the movie Big. This is hijinks will ensue. We've got the weekend to figure it out before Monday night show. John in Madison says, best animal ever, and of course it's one I never heard of, the quokka?
Quacka?
Quacka?
I don't know.
Quika? Google. You got time to Google that, Conrad, before you switch into my body?
I do.
Carla from Baraboo. Aunt Carla checking in. She says, I would love to have an African gray bird so I could teach it all sorts of words and phrases and, of course, tuned whistling I can hear throughout the house. I cannot believe the detail in Carla's response. I would love to have an African gray bird. I have never heard of that either.
Okay, so it's quokka. Quokka.
Okay.
Quokka. That's how you say it.
Quokka. What is it? What family would you say it's part of?
It looks kind of like a rodent.
Okay.
It says about the size of a domestic cat.
Okay.
The yeah, quokka. It doesn't say what family it's part of. Oh, wait, yeah, it does, but I don't know how to pronounce that.
You got to Google that. All right, Andrew from Maine says, for International Animal Day, do we celebrate animals that travel internationally? Perhaps beavers that travel between the Canadian and U.S. sides of the northern rivers, or penguins because they are really cool. Penguins are very cool. Yes. In fact, there was a documentary years ago called The March of the Penguins. I don't know if you saw it, Andrew, but it is great. They are really cool animals. And you know what? And I only want the lion for protection. So after that, I would probably go, if I just wanted like a chum or a pal, penguin all the way. Jim from Appleton says, a bobcat or a lynx. Yes.
That'd
a lot of
cool.
people in the cat family. Tigers, a puma. How about a puma? Love to have a puma. And then also from the 608, a parrot? Einstein parrot. Is that a brand of parrot or is that a brand of picture? I don't know.
But I'm not sure.
We're off to a good start here. These are great texts. I love them. So what else was I going to discuss? We had all kinds of stuff here. We are doing Freaky Friday in just a few minutes, folks. In about 10 minutes, Maria will be here, and we'll be talking about Old World Wisconsin Museum in Waukesha. That's going to be fun. I saw this. Did we talk about Home Alone? Remember Buzz's girlfriend when they show the picture of the girl and Macaulay Culkin goes, woof.
Woof, Buzz.
The moment I saw that, I felt so bad for the girl whose picture that was. And now I find out, I think I found this out a few years ago, but I forgot it. It says, in Home Alone, the picture of Buzz's girlfriend was actually a crew member's son in a wig. Since she was supposed to be funny looking, they decided it would be cruel to use an actual girl. I probably should have figured that out from day one, that they wouldn't do that to someone. And then this is a fun little factoid, too, that was shared by Todd Michaels. Chris Farley was originally cast as Shrek, and he recorded about 85% of his lines before he died. When Mike Myers took over, he asked for a rewrite because he didn't want to do the Chris Farley version of the script because they were pals. I think that's really cool. And a big ask.
I didn't know that. That's awesome.
I didn't either. It's really cool. And that is a huge, it's a lot of money too, but good for them. So that thing you do drop today. The Tom Hanks film, I think it was the first thing he directed. I really liked that movie. It wasn't a great movie, but it was just kind of a fun, upbeat movie. And that's about it. Those were the only big releases. So what kind of animal do you want to keep as a pet? Let us know. Shoot us your favorite scary movie. You can say anything you want on the text line. Just keep the swears to a minimum. 855-752-4842. When we come back, Freaky Friday. Pete Schwabba, Nightlight, Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden plans to return to Wisconsin Tuesday. The president will talk about the billions of dollars his administration has put into replacing lead pipes. Health problems from lead pipes have been a long-standing problem in Milwaukee. Mayor Cavalier Johnson has said he wants to replace all of Milwaukee's lead pipes in 20 years. A listeria outbreak across the country is raising concerns about how deli meats are regulated. 10 people have died and at least 59 people got sick. Jovana Kovacevic is a listeria expert who says there's room for improvement.
Consumers would benefit having the ability to look openly for listeria as opposed to fearing if they find any positive what's going to happen.
People should store meat at the proper temperature and cook it thoroughly. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Damian Islas of Houston, Texas, stood on the sloping lawn of Ripon College waiting to see Kamala Harris in person Thursday.
She's the most qualified person in the last 50 years to even seek the presidency, and it just makes it even better that she's a woman of color. Over 30 years of experience, a Juris Doctorate.
Harris appeared at the birthplace of the Republican Party to accept the endorsement of Liz Cheney and other Republicans putting country before party. Three Republican lawmakers from Northeast Wisconsin have a plan to prevent retirement income from being taxed. Governor Tony Evers vetoed similar legislation this year, citing concerns about draining the state's reserves. State Representatives David Steffen of Howard and Joel Kitchens of Sturgeon Bay and State Senator Rachel Cabral-Guevara of Appleton will introduce the 2025 Tax-Free Retirement Act when the legislative session starts in January. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WISS News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The Godfather, The Godfather 2, or The Conversation might be most people's response to the question, what is your favorite Francis Ford Coppola movie? When asked that exact question on a Twitter Q&A, the director surprised people and said his favorite film when it came to his own projects was Rumblefish. The film starred Mickey Rourke, Diane Lane, Nicolas Cage, and Matt Dillon and was based on the 1975 book of the same title by Outsiders writer S.E. Hinton. Might be time for a rewatch. A diehard Milwaukee Brewer fan is making the news for all the wrong reasons. Apparently, attending a Brewer playoff game was more important than being there for the birth of his first child. How do we know? The man held up a onesie and a sign that said, "First baby due today. Am I having a boy, a girl, or a playoff win?" The box next to playoff win was the one he checked. Let's not judge. The guy loves baseball, and maybe the baby isn't even his. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Not as cool tonight, mostly clear, low upper 40s. Early sun tomorrow with some afternoon clouds and breezy, high in the mid-70s. Maybe a storm tomorrow evening, sunny and breezy Sunday, but cooler, high mid-60s. Next week starts out sunny and dry, highs in the low 70s. Currently at 64 degrees.
Matt Nair on air.
The vice presidential debate. Mike from Kenosha is on the line.
Isn't it the whole purpose of a debate to be on television for the public benefit? The narrative, questions, fact-checking, it's inconsistent at best.
You're absolutely right, Mike. Mainstream media is bailing massively by trying to both sides everything and sane wash everything.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Albaugh Show.
This narrative that the immigrants are coming to get you, that's fiction. Look at criminal charges in your community. And look how many of those people who have been there for years, if not decades, and how many of those people are new immigrants. And even a smaller percentage of how many are undocumented immigrants. It's not happening. It would be like going to places and say, well, you know what? I'm running for Congress to stop the zombies.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Maggie Dawn.
Next, I'll be talking with Bill Carroll, president of Teamsters Local 344, representing 15,000 Wisconsin workers, about their endorsement of the Harris Walls ticket.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Welcome to another Freaky Friday on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I have to go home.
Why is that?
Just crawling to the bed here. That's too scary. Todd has a scary voice. Such a nice man, but that's creeping me out. Big time. All right. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to our first installment of Freaky Friday here at Nightlight. We will be doing this all through the month of October, every Friday night at 6:35. And helping us kick off our inaugural benchmark, so to speak, is the general manager of events and experiences from Old World, Wisconsin's, Maria Kaminsky joins us now. Maria, how are you?
I'm doing well. I can't believe I'm your inaugural guest. That's a lot of pressure.
There's no pressure whatsoever. This is so much fun. I'm not going to ask you about your childhood. I promise there will be no tears shed. It's just great to have you here and very nice to meet you. So thank you for your time tonight. Are you a fan of Halloween, Maria?
I'm really a fan of like the hocus pocus variety of Halloween and not so much the super scary Halloween stuff.
Okay. Like the kids' version of Halloween, sort of that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Okay. And like, you know, just light magic, light witchery. I like that kind of thing.
Oh, okay. Do you know any witches like that can actually cast spells?
No, okay. I sure don't.
That would be cool. Someone suggested. Someone suggested Conrad and I change our personas, and I thought that would. It sounded fun at first, but I'm sure there's problems I don't foresee that would arise.
Yeah, so. I don't think I can help you out with that.
Okay. All right. So before we get into the scary stuff, tell us about. I have to admit, I've never been to the Old World Wisconsin Museum there in Waukesha. It sounds like everything I've been reading. It sounds incredible. And I feel like I'm a kind of a transplant, but I feel like if I don't know it, there might be a lot of people that don't know about it. So tell us about this great museum.
Yeah. And I'm a transplant too. So I am still learning about Wisconsin history, but it's so rich and so much fun to explore. So Old World Wisconsin is, a living history park. We've got about 60 historic buildings that were brought from all over the state and mostly in the 1970s, but up until now, just highlighting the experience of people living in rural Wisconsin from like the 1840s to about the 1920s.
Okay. So you have all kind of, like when it's not Halloween or there isn't some special event, what are your main attractions there? What would people go there to see typically?
Yeah, so we've got a village area that has sort of the houses and businesses you would see in the 1880s. So we've got a working blacksmith shop, we've got a shoe shop, we've got a boarding house, a general store, and then we've got a couple of areas that highlight farmsteads from the 1840s all the way up to the 1900s.
That's really cool. What's your favorite feature of the museum? Like if someone, what is the thing that's going to bring people there that they have to see?
Oh, that's tough. So that's like asking me to pick my favorite child. I got to learn how to blacksmith this season. And I'm still really bad at it, but it is really, really fun. It is not something that I ever would have had on my bingo card as part of my career.
That's a good fallback though.
Yeah,
you get to
light the forge, you get to hammer hot metal, you get to do the whole like dipping it in the water and making it sizzle thing.
Yeah.
It's a great show.
That's really cool. Okay. All right. So tell us about Halloween legends and lore. This is a 6 spooky evenings, you're calling it, held at Crossroads Village at Old World, October 11th and 12th, 18th, 19th, 25th and 26th, Fridays and Saturdays. What are we looking at here?
So Legends and Lore is sort of our spin on a spooky event. We try to keep it great for the whole family. So we've got lots of things going on for audiences of all ages. We transform the buildings in our Crossroads Village into sort of their spooky counterparts. So we tell old tales that immigrants might have brought over from the old country.
Yeah.
We dive into some local Wisconsin legends. And then we just have a bit of fun with the history of especially the Victorian era. They were really into spiritualism and a lot of like just sort of weird stuff having to do with the veil between life and death, and just the way that they interpreted their world.
You're offering a Victorian seance.
Yeah.
That's really creepy. Those, I used to get freaked out at Ouija boards, even though like there were other kids probably trying to move the thing. I don't really believe it was spirits coming down, but I'd be really worried to actually make contact. Where are you at with the seance, and what is that like at the museum?
Our seance is really fun. It is one of our most popular activities. We bring about 20 guests at a time into the parlor of a Victorian house. And we have some mediums who are trying to contact the spirits while our guests are there. And sometimes they're successful and sometimes they aren't.
How do you know if they're successful?
Oh, you know. The spirits, they really like to make a lot of noise. They let you know they're there.
And these are actual spirits. This is not like some guy who usually does the raking is under the porch clanking or something like that. This is a real thing.
I mean, I can't give that away. That would ruin the fun. But what I will say is the mediums of the Victorian era were often really great showmen or showwomen. Yeah. They knew how to keep an audience engaged.
I just want to be scared. Maria. And I got to tell, when you say step into the parlor, that alone freaks me out. If someone has a parlor in their house, I'm going to assume very bad things have happened there. All right. So that sounds kind of cool. So what else about scary folk tales come to life? Wisconsin immigrants brought countless tales and superstitions with them. You have the Slavic folk tale of Baba Yaga. Am I saying that
sure.
right? Okay.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about that.
So Baba Yaga is an Eastern European folktale. And, you know, depending on who's doing the telling, she is either, you know, sort of an evil witch who lives in the woods or just somebody who likes to live away from the village and can be really helpful to women in need. And the thing I love about Baba Yaga, there are two things. One is that it's one of those myths that, depending on who's telling it, you can always get something different out of it. Right. And the other thing I love is that it is a performance that is put on by a local high school, Kettle Marine Perform. So they take it from start to finish every year and they write a script, they do the staging, and then they perform for us. And so every year it's something a little bit different. So
oh,
even
nice.
If you come to Legends and Lore every single time and see Baba Yaga, you're going to get something a little different.
What do you think is scarier? Like we're up here, we're in Northeast Wisconsin. I live sure. near the North Woods. The woods are scary. Deep water can be scary. Like we've heard ghost ships and stuff like that. There's a lot of great stories involving ghost ships. Your area, like down in Kettle Moraine, I noticed you offer some, you have something set there, a story set there. I don't know why, but that like when you get in a prairie where there's like rolling fog or like the Driftless area of Wisconsin, that mm-hmm. scares me more than anything for some reason. What about you?
So the really interesting thing about the Kettles is, so Old World Wisconsin is situated among lots of these Kettles that were okay. left here by the glaciers moving back and forth. And every one of them is different and they're all sort of like overgrown and you don't really know how big they are or how deep they go. And it does something really funny with the sound. So when you're walking around Old World Wisconsin, especially at night, you may think that you're hearing something that's right next to you, but it's actually coming from across a kettle. And just the way that the land is formed changes the way that you hear things.
Oh,
and I think that's
cool.
pretty scary.
That is scary. That's very scary. I don't know. I always go back to like the Hound of the Baskervilles or something, the black and white
sure.
movie. So tell us about Wisconsin takes of the cryptids.
Sure.
This is the bullhorned hodag. I've heard so much about the hodag. I still don't feel like I have a handle on it. I thought it was a North Woods creature. What can you tell us about the hodag and the tales of the cryptids?
Yeah, so it's definitely a North Woods creature. It is born and bred in Rhinelander, it is something uniquely Wisconsin. Like I said, I'm a transplant, and so I had never heard of the hodag until I moved here. And so we like to say that the Hodag just likes to migrate during the season, and he often comes to visit us down in Eagle.
So that's, is that, does the Hodag typically make a surprise appearance when there are kids walking through?
Yeah. So we have a couple of Hodag hunters on our staff, oh, nice. And they're willing to take you out into the woods to see if you can spot him.
Oh, I love that. That is so cool. Now in the same, you said you have the Hodag, what is it called? Oh, the Beast of Bray Road. Mm. What's the Beast of Bray Road? You have something here on your website called the Trial of the Beast of Bray Road. This sounds really scary.
So the trial, that program specifically, is something new this year. But the Beast of Bray Road is a legend that originates around the Elkhorn area, which is pretty close to where we're located. It's about 15 miles away.
Okay.
And there is a road, Bray Road, where folks have spotted since the 1930s or so, a mysterious creature that looks like an animal that stands on two legs. So it's unclear what the Beast of Bray Road is. No one has quite pegged it yet. But the thing that we really like about this tale is how close it is to Old World Wisconsin, and also that people have been seeing it since, you know, the turn of the century.
That's great. What about the goat men of Kettle Moraine? I would hate
the goat men.
I think if I had to share my body with an animal or be part animal, it would not be a goat. I'm just going to tell you right now.
So the thing about the goatman of the goatman of the Kettle Moraine that we really like is that, sure, he is a figure that has similar cryptids around the country. Lots of places have this idea of a half man, half animal sort of like comes up and wreaks havoc. But what we found when we were researching him for our story is that there is a version of the story where he appears to a group of like sixth graders at camp. And it turns out that he just wants them not to litter. He wants them to stop throwing trash into the kettles. And that's just what he's trying to tell people.
He's got a half goat body, and that's what he parlays it into, is the guy that says he's like Smokey the Bear?
Yeah, kind of.
Oh my gosh. I feel like you could get more mileage out of that.
Like, I mean, I thought so too. When I first heard the tale, I was like, that's the angle. He's Wisconsin Smokey the Bear.
That's great. My guest is Maria Kaminsky. She is the Old World Wisconsin General Manager of Events and Experiences. If you've not been to the Old World Wisconsin Museum, you're not alone. I haven't been there either. I got to check it out. It sounds great. They have their program that starts this month on October 11th called, help me out, Maria. Is it Village?
It's Halloween Legends and Lore.
That's it. I couldn't find it on my sheet here. Halloween Legends and Lore. It sounds amazing. Of all the stuff you've just talked about, is it all family friendly, or are there some stuff for kids and some stuff for that is more geared to adults?
So it's all geared for all audiences,
okay.
Knowing that like some folks are going to find some things more scary than other things. So we try not to venture too far into the R-rated territory.
Yeah.
I think the highest we go is PG-13, and most things are PG.
Okay, that's not too bad. We're going to take a quick break here. When I come back, I'm going to ask you about the Grimm, the Brothers Grimm.
Sure.
I've always kind of been fascinated. I don't know much about them, but I hear about them a lot. And we're going to ask what kind of food and drinks and all kinds of other fun stuff you have at Legends and Lore coming up. It starts next weekend. My guest is Maria Kaminsky. We'll be right back with more Nightlight with Peach Wabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Do you have a home you'd like to rent out but don't know where to start? Consider Simple Life Rentals, a property management company partnered with booking sites like Airbnb and Expedia, amplifying your home's exposure to the marketplace. Simple Life Rentals screens guests and creates an owner portal with analytics, rental agreements, and legal guidelines. We give you complete visibility into how your manager's doing, ensuring your property is well-maintained and maximizing your return on investment. Get peace of mind. Simple Life Rentals.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Now, if you're leaving a job, unless it's like truly a terrible worst case scenario, it's a good practice to leave your job on the best terms possible. I mean, you never know what or who you might need later. So here are my four steps for leaving a job without burning a bridge. Number one, start by talking first to your direct manager. Now, you don't have to go into great detail about why you're leaving or what you're going to do next, but a when you're leaving and some version of a why should be in there. And 2 weeks notice is the polite minimum standard for leaving a job. Step two, email your resignation to HR and include your end date. Step three, now if you are a manager, your direct reports should be the next folks you talk to after you and your boss have put together a plan. And finally, do the best work you can so you leave on the best terms possible. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kaylin Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now I know, now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's talking on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Welcome to another Freaky Friday, a Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
That is Conrad's actual laugh. He just kind of changes it when we're on the air. Welcome back, folks. We have we're in the middle of our first installment of Freaky Friday here at Nightlight with Old World Wisconsin's general manager of events and experiences, Maria Kaminsky. Maria, I know how much you want to be a blacksmith because you told us earlier, and I find that admirable. It's honest work. Tell us about St. Dunstan and the Devil. That's something that is set in the blacksmith shop you guys have.
Yeah, so St. Dunstan is an English legend, and it tells the story of how the devil was, reined in by this blacksmith. So as we all know, the devil has hooves and not feet.
Right.
And he went to St. Dunstan for help because his horseshoes were bothering him. And St. Dunstan tricks him. So one of the really fun part about that story in the blacksmith shop is the blacksmith is telling the story and working the forge at the same time.
I love it. And he kind of hoodwinked the devil, it sounds like.
Yeah, he sure did.
Well, how did he do that? Do you know? Or can you not?
Well, I can't tell you. You have spoiler. To come and okay. See the show. Yeah, spoilers.
Well, you're tough. Okay, so tell us about the world of the Brothers Grimm. Sure. This is kind of a cool, this is a popular one. And what's mm-hmm. the Old World Museum's take on it? Old World Wisconsin.
Yeah, so fairy tales have a long, long history. And we focus on some of the Grimm fairy tales that are coming from especially the German areas of Europe, because those were immigrants who were coming over to Wisconsin in the 19th century. And I think most of us, I'm a mom of two girls, so I'm really familiar with the Disney version of things.
Yeah.
And the Grimm fairy tales are a little bit darker. They typically had some sort of underlying morals or lessons that were tied to the things that the everyday people were going through at the time. So there's a lot of warnings about about what to do and what not to do, especially for children. We tone them down a little bit. We want this to be family friendly. We don't want them to be too scary, but they're somewhere in the middle of that really scary folklore in the Disney versions of things.
And it's on a baseball field. Somehow, yeah. I don't know how that sounds creepy, but it does.
So the baseball field is a great place to have a bonfire. So we wanted to make sure that we were doing some like tales around the campfire, because nothing says Halloween like tales around a campfire.
Do you have a favorite ghost story? Everything you've learned since you've been in Wisconsin, is there something that like really freaks you out?
Ooh, something that really freaks me out. So this isn't Wisconsin specific, but I really don't like stories about beings that change forms, especially into people that you know.
Yikes.
That's the worst for me. But I would say that my favorite Wisconsin story, I think, is the Beast of Bray Road, because I just love that it is something that could definitely be true, but we're not totally sure. it could also just be, you know, like a bear, but it could be either thing.
But that wouldn't, you know, you want to keep the myth
that
going.
Wouldn't be fun.
No, just a bear, right? Or a guy with a bad wig or something, you know.
Sure. Just like a really hairy guy coming home from the bar.
That's scarier than a bear on a lot of levels. So tell us about, am I pronouncing this right? The sorghum maize. Mazes freak me out. We took my daughter to a corn maze about 4 years ago up in the sticks in Marinette County. And we couldn't find our way out. And I'm like, so this is how it ends. Okay. Have you ever lost anybody in your maze? Or tell us about how scary it is.
Well, this is the first year we've ever done it. So the answer is no, not yet.
Okay.
So we have about an acre field. We decided to plant sorghum just because it was better for our soil. One of the fun things about what we do at Old World Wisconsin is we have a living history coordinator whose job it is to basically figure out how people did things in the past. And he found a variety of sorghum, which is not a common crop in Wisconsin, but he found one that was grown in Wisconsin. It makes a syrup that's really similar to like molasses. It's really similar to sugarcane, but a little bit of a different crop. And it was the right crop for the right field, and we could make a maize out of it. So we tried it out this year. The maize looks great. It has been cut this week. I can't wait for people to experience it. I'm very excited about it. We're going to sort of give them a lantern and let them loose and hope for the best.
So I assume it's tall. It's not like 2 feet, because that's not really much fun. So
it's about 6 feet tall.
Okay.
So adults are going to be able to, on their tippy toes, see over it. And it's not incredibly big, but I think something happens when you get in a field of crops. You just like the noise is sort of muffled and you sort of feel like you're out of space and time.
It's a psychological thing. Absolutely.
Exactly.
Hey, Maria, can we keep you for just a few more minutes after the news? Would you mind sticking around
just
for a few minutes? All right, fantastic. We have Old World Wisconsin's General Manager of Events and Experiences, Maria Kaminsky. She's telling us about everything this very cool museum offers down in the Waukesha County area. And she's going to come back with us after award-winning news here at Civic Media. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Freaky Friday Network.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, National Security Leaders for America member Randy Manner joins us at 10:33 to talk about Project 2025. Pam Yonke in hour number two. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Progressive presents 10 things on a plumber's to-do list that are harder than getting a small business insurance quote.
Waking up for 5 a.m. plumbing disasters, finding out why water is pouring from the ceiling, replacing a pipe in a home from the 1800s, then dealing with invoices or your awkward apprentice or that really weird smell, and then there's breathing and eating and, of course, clogs. But the easiest thing on any small business owner's to-do list? Seeing if you could save on the business insurance that's right for you. Get a quote in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Coverage provided and serviced by affiliated and third-party insurers.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support.
WISS 1100 AM Berlin. W252 DR Oshkosh.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.